Hey, welcome back inside SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and the NBA conversation is going to continue with NBA Hall of Famer, the great Elvin Hayes. We're also going to be talking about his new show that debuts on Saturday. It is titled In the Post at midnight Eastern Time. And I apologize in advance, but I have to date you a bit. It's been almost 50 years ago that you played in college at the University of Houston.
That's right.
And, you know, we were talking about how much the NBA has evolved. What about the collegiate game, just how it has gone to a whole new level?
Well, it is. And I think that and it's all because of, I think, the media and all the televisions and all of that, that these kids can mimic so many different players now. You know, when they're in high school, when they're in junior high, they can watch all kind of basketball all day and all night. And they can mimic so many different players. And I think that that is one of the great emphasis that we look at and say, hey, and put towards saying, hey, that's why we have so many great players. That's why we have so many great guards, because a lot of these guys are mimicking so many of these players. But I think the game today is much more open, and you have much more talent out there, and these guys are performing on a level that's why they're coming out of college after 1 and 2 years. They're just so mature. They're much more mature, I think, than players in the past. But I really like the college game, and I really like where the pro game is. And so, hey, you see guys who like Kobe, who didn't go to high school, uh-huh. and look what he did in the NBA. So, in LeBron's as well. So, who are we talking about, all these great players? And these guys are coming out early. These guys are not even going to college. But I think the college game is really a super developed game, and I think it's a very exciting to watch, and to, for me especially, sit over there doing the color for U of H and watching great players come in and out of high school into college. I really love it.
Well, Elvin, do you have a preference, though? I mean, you mentioned LeBron, you mentioned Kobe. Yeah. Would you like to see some of these guys, you know, stick around the collegiate scene a little bit longer to help them mature and to grow up and to be prepared for in a completely different platform in life in the NBA? Because it's a whole different animal.
I tell you, I really do. I was talking the other night. We was over in Baton Rouge at the playing LSU, and I was telling the player, there's a player up at Kentucky right now, a freshman, and already the NBA is saying, hey, next year he could be a number one pick, and we'd like to get him and put him maybe in the D League. Why take the kid out? Mm-hmm. You know, I think kids need to have at least 2 years, 3 years of college where you can build relationships, where you can talk with each other, and where you can be able to really, you know, ground yourself. And because you're going out there, you're being introduced into a world that you're not fully ready to engulf. And I think that it's not good. I think that it would be much better if a young player would stay 2 or 3 years in college. And I wish it was so, like when I came out of college, uh-huh. where we had to stay at least until your team, till your class graduate from college. But now these kids are not going into college, and those who are going coming out after 1 year. And I don't think that's good. No, I think that they need to at least stay in college 3 years to ground themselves, not only as athletes, but also as a person.
You were the number one pick overall in the 1968 draft. Yeah. Do you ever get a little bit reflective and fantasize about what kind of coin you'd be making at this point back in the day? I mean,
oh wow. Probably if I was coming out right now, I was thinking the other day, talking once again to Oscar, and we was talking and say, man, you know, if you had been coming out today, you would probably get a billion-dollar contract.
True.
A couple of billion-dollar contracts.
Yeah, yeah.
But
lifetime contract.
You know, when I came into the league, it's really amazing. I was one of the highest-paid players in the league, but the average salary in the league at that time, I remember I was talking to guys, and they was telling me, one of the great guards up in Boston, he was saying the average salary was $15,000. I'm thinking, what? You're paying for what? And here I am coming in making more than the president of the United States. How can you live on that? But nowadays, you know, it's just unreal. You know, I was sitting next to a guy down there, had a huge contract, He's doing some television stuff down there. But, you know, you just think what these guys today are doing and what some of these great players who have played in the past, what they would be doing now. But it's all about opening doors. And a lot of people don't realize who opened that door, Curt Flood. He became a free agent. He really became a sacrifice to all athletes because that's where, you know, it all came through and came down. Because he said, I'm a free agency. He created free agency, and he's the one opened the door. And a lot of athletes don't know. It's sad. They don't know who Curt Flood is.
Well, I tell you, it's just amazing if you look at some of these contracts that have come out because of the TV contracts. I mean, you got rotational players making massive amounts of money. Are you just like...
just to sit on the bench just now, to sit on the you bench, get a million five just to sit there. And you don't have to play a game. But it's where the game have come. It's a totally different market now because, like I say, you have all the television, radio markets, and everybody from all over the world. It's a marketing thing. And so, hey, it's out there now. So the Players Association, they want to share, and the owners are saying, okay, hey, we can't have it all anymore. We're going to have to share it with the players, and that's what they're doing.
Just a few more minutes tonight, right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. I am living a dream because I am interviewing my idol. That is Elvin Hayes, NBA Hall of Famer. He's right here in Houston. He is the men's basketball radio analyst. You got to check him out. Kelvin Sampson's team, they are rocking and rolling this year. And let's see, you know, one of the things I wanted to definitely talk to you about tonight was the game of the century. So when we reflect over your incredible career, you talk about being a trailblazer. You played in the first nationally televised game at the Houston Astrodome, over 53,000 fans. Wow. Now, listen, that was in 68, so I wasn't born. Yeah, I want to tell all my listeners that. What was it like leading up to that game? And, of course, you faced a rival not only in UCLA but Lew Alcindor.
Yeah. You know, that was one of the greatest games for me because up to that game, I had always dreamed. I said, you know, with Kareem then, Lew Alcindor then, but Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I had said, I want to take his star out of the sky, and I wanted to replace it with mine. I wanted to be College Player of the Year that year. I was a senior. I wanted to just totally beat him in every way. I hope he's not listening because he's my guest next week.
Oh.
but he, you know, it's one of those things that I think that game did more for basketball than any game ever played, because that game, I always say, because of the Houston Rockets, WNBA championship, San Antonio Spurs, multi-championship, NBA championship, and the Dallas Mavericks. We got three teams in the state of Texas, and it's all due, I think, showing that basketball was a marketable sport. Yeah. And that game in the Astrodome showed basketball could be a marketable sport.
And what an incredible turnout. We are reliving so many memories, and we're flat out of time. There's so much more I want to get into. I want to talk about Moses Malone being a teammate. Open invitation. We got to have you back,
Hey,
Elvin.
Got to be back, because I got to tell you how you got the name the Big E.
that's right. We didn't even get it. Give me a quick hit. Give me 30 seconds. How did you get the name Big E?
Okay. I was playing. When I first came to University of Houston, there was a writer, John Hollis, who wrote for the Post here in Houston. We had the Post in. And he said that next morning he had headlines, the Big E. And how he came up with that name was, he served on the aircraft carrier, the U.S. Enterprise. And that's nickname, the Big E.
That's right,
So then he said, Elvin Hayes destroyed his opponents like the U.S. Enterprise, and the Big E really destroyed his opponents. And ever since then, I was the Big E.
That is beautiful. Thank you so much.
Terrific.
True pleasure to have with us tonight, NBA Hall of Famer, the great Elvin Hayes, right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Stick around, much more coming your way after this quick timeout.